One of the iconic names associated with the sport of boxing is Al Bernstein, boxing analyst and writer as well, and he has been inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. You know, Al, when you think back on your long career associated with boxing, I'm wondering, when you think back and think about it, what is it that means the most to you?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think the part that means the most to me is that I hope and I feel that I kind of had a chance over a pretty interesting time in the sport, especially in the 1980s, to kind of be the conduit to between the great events and the fans. And I hope that, and if there was anything that the Hall of Fame was kind of acknowledging, was that I was able to transmit to the fans a fair and accurate picture of what was going on in the world of boxing.
What was it that got you into this sport rather than, say, another sport?
Well, you know, I was always involved in other sports, and even have covered a lot of them over the course of the last 30 years. I was just joking about when I was with ESPN for several years, I covered Major League Baseball, and I remember coming to the ballpark in San Francisco here and how great it was. But the boxing, the fact that boxing kind of took over was kind of an accident. You know, I was a newspaper man in Chicago in Hard News, and then I wrote, I was covering other sports freelance, and I wrote a book on boxing, Boxing for Beginners, and then I started covering for Boxing Illustrated, and the chance to be on TV came in boxing. And so once I got in it and was kind of successful at it and things were working, you know, you start to get typecast, if you will. And that was where my opportunities came. So it kind of happened by accident.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I can't think of any other sport in our society, and I've used this line before, that you can go to the event and see that a priest is sitting next to a pimp.
That's probably true. You know, it's interesting. You know, it is an eclectic group that enjoys boxing. And the other misnomer, I think, from people is that somehow if you go to a boxing crowd, it's going to be rougher than some other sports crowd. I have to say, you know, that at the end of the day, if you're sitting in the 12th or 15th row at a boxing match, you feel less threatened than sitting in a crowd in an NFL game where the fans are rabid.
Al, would you agree with me if I said that when it comes to boxing, the personalities that are associated with the sport, both in and out of the ring, are probably the most unique and interesting? And if you agree with that, what makes it that way?
Yeah, I think probably along with baseball. I think boxing and baseball have a lot in common, strangely, in that the history of the sport, of these two sports, is kind of living, breathing. You know, it's an important part of liking them both. And both have really interesting characters. And I think in boxing's case, part of the reason why they're so interesting is the whole sport is entrepreneurial. You know, there's almost no structure. You know, everything's entrepreneurial. So everybody can be the way they want. There's no commissioner telling you can't say this or do that. And so people are left to their own devices. And I think by nature, they end up being a little more interesting.
I hate to use this word, but when you got into boxing and started at the early part of your career, was the sport more pure than it is today? And when I use the word pure, I mean, it was a little bit more honest. I mean, it was what it was, not counting what was going on behind the scenes. But it just seems like that there were not those machinations that we seem to see in boxing today.
Well, no, I think they all, you know, boxing's, as I say, boxing, I always call boxing laissez-faire capitalism run amok, because that's what it is. You know, I always joke that, you know, it'd be like the United States with no central government. And I know some people would like that, but the fact is, you know, it doesn't have this ruling body over it. So boxing is, you can do what you can get away with. And I always joke that, you know, there are certain owners in the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball, and the names will come to mind to people immediately, who would, if they were left to their own devices, would be just like Don King and Bob Arum and everybody else that, you know, is a promoter in boxing. So I don't know that the sport has changed that much. You know, I think it changed when really television made a change when they, in the 80s especially, when they wanted over-the-air TV in the 70s, wanted every fight to be a world title fight. So all these organizations sprung up. And if that had never happened, boxing probably actually today would be a little, I think, you know, it might be more, you know, direct and the casual fans could like it. But I don't think the nature of it has changed that much.
Al Bernstein is with us, fine boxing analyst, writer, and now a member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Over the decades that you've witnessed this sport, how would you characterize each decade as you look back?
Well, interesting you're saying that because they're each is distinctly different. I've been, for the most part, over three decades, a little bit more, but basically three decades. The 80s were amazing. It's one of the best decades in the history of the sport, and that includes the 50s and 40s and 30s, which were spectacular in boxing, especially the 50s and the 60s, too, to a great degree. But the 80s were unbelievable. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be involved in many of the major pay-per-view matches with Hagler, Hearns, Leonard. It was just an extraordinary time. And, of course, the 80s were kind of a fun decade to begin with, and all the fights out in Vegas were pretty extraordinary. That was a halcyon time for boxing. The 90s, especially once we hit the mid-90s, to me was a little bit of an abyss for the sport. There were big names like Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. and Oscar De La Hoya, but boxing didn't make the matches people really wanted to see, I don't think. And at the end of the 90s, that's when the mainstream media stopped covering the sport. And once they stopped covering the sport and it became more of a niche sport, things changed. Then in the first decade of this millennium, by about 2003, an interesting thing happened. Without, of course, anybody mandating it because nobody runs the sport, boxing people realized that their sport was in trouble and they started making better matches. It happened by osmosis almost. But the problem was, if a tree falls in a forest and nobody's there, did the tree fall? Nobody was covering the sport. And so since 2003, in my opinion, and I'm not a cheerleader for the sport, and I'm not in boxing, I'm in broadcasting, and I've covered, like I say, many other things. I believe boxing has put on a product that is equal to any of its great decades. Not as good as the 80s, certainly, or the 50s, but it's been a spectacular product. But it just has gone unnoticed in many cases because it isn't covered.
Does the title heavyweight champion of the world still has that special mystique that it once had when Muhammad Ali and others like him held that title?
Well, probably not in America. It does elsewhere. And Vladimir Klitschko and Vitaly Klitschko put 60,000 people in outdoor soccer stadiums fighting against, you know, in some cases, not the best opposition. But in the United States, it probably doesn't have as much cachet. Partially, it's because every sport, to me, is a niche sport now in America, except the NFL. It's just how big is your niche? And so, no, it's probably not. It doesn't have the same ring to it, I'm sure, that in America anyway, that it once did.
We have about 2 minutes left, Al. And when you think about the heavyweight division, it was always said that so goes the heavyweight division, so goes boxing. Can that still be said today?
I've never bought into that, and I'll tell you why. Let's take the 80s as an example. You know, people were talking about Tommy Hearns and Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran, and I'll tell you, it didn't. Larry Holmes was a fine heavyweight champion. It didn't matter who was heavyweight champion. Didn't make two bits of difference. And it's also, that may be true in America, but it's not true in the rest of the world. And boxing is huge internationally. But I don't believe that. I think boxing doesn't need the heavyweight division to be great. And I would even go back to the 50s. Even though Rocky Marciano was a central figure, all those other weight classes helped carry it.
In about a minute, is there a particularly boxing moment that is ingrained in your mind as you think back about your long career?
Well, there's the two greatest fights I ever announced. The first was Hagler-Hearns. I did that. Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hearns. I did that fight in the mid-80s. That was spectacular and special. And then the other one was a fight that, interestingly, it was Diego Corrales and Jose Luis Castillo. For the best fight I've ever announced about 6 years ago. And it was a spectacular fight, and those are the two best fights I've ever announced. And of course, the moment, some of the crazy moments that stick out are the fan man and all those nutty things. But for the two best fights, I think those are the two that were remarkable.
Well, I've got to tell you, Al, in watching your work over the years, it's been outstanding. You give great insight, but you've not only been able to broadcast it, you've also been able to write about it. And I think those two talents together is why you deserve to be in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. I want to thank you very much, Al, for your time. And let's stay in touch, my friend.
Ron, always good to visit with you.
Al Bernstein, again, boxing analyst and writer. He has worked for just about everybody, Showtime, ESPN as well. And he is now being recognized by his induction into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. And you heard him say about how he sees boxing today, that there are so many good points about it, and that he never felt that the heavyweight division, so goes the heavyweight division, so goes boxing. He feels that it's good because of all the different weight classes. We'll take a break as we continue with more of you on America's Sports Talk Show.